You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and this is Art and Soul. This edition of Art and Soul focuses on the visual arts, and joining us to talk about what's happening in our area involving the busy visual arts community is the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rosh. Welcome, Omari.
Thank you, Lisa. Great to be here.
You're just brimming with something awesome. Something awesome happened recently. Can you tell us about that?
So, yes, it's very exciting. You know, I'm one of the 10 trustees of the Ann Arbor Area Awesome Foundation. We give out $1,000 cash grants each month to folks in Ann Arbor and Ipsy. Short grant proposals, each question, three questions, 250 words each. The Ypsilanti High School Band submitted a proposal recently that was super compelling, and it was about supporting them go into their band trip to Boston, and we actually funded them. It was really exciting. They just came to our meeting, and there were almost tears at the meeting, you know, just like hearing what this trip meant to them. You know, they're going to be playing with the Boston Symphony, getting to meet members of the Boston Symphony, master classes. They're going on a tour of Harvard. They're doing an Underground Railroad tour while they're in the area. You know, it's the kind of trip that really inspires young people and opens them up to possibilities in the world. And being a retired clarinetist.
Retired?
Yeah, retired, I'm all done. Nobody wants to hear me play this.
I do. You have to bring it sometime for Art and Soul.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. And by we'll see, I mean probably not. But yeah, I just want to say cheers to the Ipsy High School Band. They have a little bit more ways to go, about $1,000 more. They're selling cheesecakes. They're applying for grants. So I'd encourage folks to get in touch with folks at the school and see what you can do to help out.
Well, and cheers to the awesome organization for helping them out. At the Ann Arbor Arts Center, it's more just than about art. You do things to help artists, and one of those is you're having writing an artist statement coming up?
Yeah, you know, Lisa, it's part of our artist meet and greet series where we're trying to bring artists together, and we're also trying to help them develop as professionals. And so coming up on March 23rd, 6 p.m. at the Ann Arbor Arts Center, we're having another session of our artist meet and greet series that will be all about, you know, how artists put their visual work into written words and how they talk about specific work, and also just how they talk about their general philosophy as an artist. Those are free and open to the public, so we hope that people will come down.
Is it important to do that, to get it in writing?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's important to get it in writing. You know, if you're submitting proposals for exhibitions or just trying to get people to understand your work a little bit better, you know, writing it down and writing something that is coherent, you know, and that actually represents your work is really important. You know, often visual artists are really great at using, you know, a paintbrush or a pencil or, you know, a mouse if, you know, they're working digitally. Writing things down sometimes can be, especially for abstract stuff like art, you know, it gets to be tricky.
So that's good you help them out. And on one other practical matter, we're getting to be closing in on tax time. You help out artists with their taxes as well?
Oh, yeah. Well, our February artist meet and greet was all about tax tips. We had a CPA, Tom Gaughan from Yo and Yo. Yeah, we had a great group of artists that were asking questions. And, you know, as artists are thinking about doing their taxes, I would just offer up one bit of advice that Tom shared. And that is that, you know, artists should really be thinking of themselves earlier than they think of as businesses, you know, like small businesses, which then means that they qualify for certain tax breaks. They can write off certain business expenses. You know, often artists don't necessarily think in that way, but it's absolutely true that that they are small businesses. And so things like creating separate accounts for your personal life and your business life are really important. And then we're just fortunate in our community to have, you know, CPAs like Yo and Yo and just about any other that, you know, if you're an artist and you have a question about whether you should be thinking about yourself as an artist at that point, just give them a call. You know, it's the kind of free advice that they're, you know, easily positioned to be able to give you if you give them a little bit of information about what you're up to.
All right, let's get to the creative part. I love how the Art Center has pop-up shops, so to speak. You got one coming up?
Yeah, you know, we really love pop-up culture. So we actually, in our 117 exhibition gallery, we have a series of pop-up shows. By pop-up shows, they're just shorter than normal. We're trying to give lots more people an opportunity to kind of express themselves as curators. Coming up, we have an opening on March 5th. with Anna Schapp, and her exhibition Never Not Broken explores the concept of never not brokenness in art, all media. You know, we had like 300 submissions, stuff from all over Southeast Michigan. And by stuff, I mean art from all over, from all over Southeast Michigan. Really interesting work. We hope that people will come by and see what we have for the opening. The opening is on Friday, March 5th, 6 to 9 p.m. at the Ann Arbor Arts Center.
And now I know you also incorporate fun things. Oh. And last month you had the sold out Artini event, and now you're bringing in tequila.
Yeah, you know. Yes, we like
which I call art.
Yes, we like.
You call it tequila. I call it.
Well, hey, craft cocktails, you know, yes, all that stuff, right? So, we got in touch with these Cabreso tequila folks based in Detroit, and they're going to be coming to the Art Center for that Never Not Broken opening for a tequila tasting. They're making a signature cocktail for folks to taste during the opening. So,
is the opening just about the tequila?
No, the opening is actually exclusively about the art, but we also like to play with people's expectations, you know, when they come to the Art Center. And, you know, this idea that you never know what you're going to get, but that you certainly will get really wonderful bits of the community popping up, whether it's really fancy tequila or whether it's amazing art that challenges, you know, your perceptions of the world or community. So,
and art that you can touch or sit around.
Well, Lisa, I not in this show. You know, our last show, our furniture show, Zoku, that just closed, really beautiful sculptural furniture. We actually hosted a supervised sitting session. So, you know, you go into museums and everyone has an urge to like just touch things, right, or sit in things. Well, we actually hosted a supervised sitting session. So it was, you know, really tempting chairs. In the sight of curators and artists, people were allowed to actually sit in them and enjoy them. So, yeah.
So, but it had to be supervised.
Oh, of course it had to be supervised. And, of course, when people were sitting, I think they were a little nervous that they're going to break them. But
yeah,
none of them got broken.
So far, so good, yeah, right? Something is on the horizon in Ypsilanti, and I know we don't want to talk about it too much, but a new art space is opening.
It's so wonderful the way that people, you know, it's like that show Jurassic Park, the whole nature finds a way. Mm. You know, some area artists have just found a way to, you know, to continue to have a creative space and these creative connections in between artists. And yeah, there's a new space in Ypsi on Washington Street, Ypsilanti Experimental Space. We'll talk more about it next month, but folks should just look out for them. Donald Harrison, Mark Tucker, a really great crew. So,
well, that sounds exciting. We will look forward to that. And as always, the Director of Community Engagement for the Ann Arbor Arts Center, Omari Rush, we appreciate you coming in. I love, my favorite line was play with people's expectations. That's a great way to look at art. And we very much appreciate you joining us for Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks so much, Lisa.